Springfield's Talk 104.1, and a good morning, everyone. Broadcasting live, it is our Friday Road Show as we broadcast from none other than Scramblers. Friday Road Show sponsored by Queen City Motors. We're going to have Tom Martz join us. Chris Stark, we're going to chat with him coming up here in just a bit as well. Politically speaking, I suppose, when it comes to Russian collusion, I'm sure many of you heard last night, the Democrat lawyer at the center of the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax has been indicted for allegedly lying to the FBI, and without overcomplicating it, because I don't think it's necessary, essentially what happened was when he was interviewed by the FBI, he lied about the fact that he was colluding with foreigners, that he was providing fake information about Donald Trump on behalf of a client. The client, of course, which was the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton. So this guy is feeding fake information, information that Democrats in the media would use year after year after year to try and discredit the Trump administration, falsely, in many instances, knowingly, falsely accusing him of colluding with Russia. And one of the major links in the chain that made it possible for institutions like the FBI to move forward with the hoax, that individual, when he was interviewed as part of the investigation, looking into all of this and how it could have happened, claimed that he was not acting on behalf of any client in conveying those allegations. Well, not only was he, but he well knew, according to the indictment, that he was acting on behalf of specific clients, namely Tech Executive One and the Hillary Clinton campaign. The corruption is everywhere. There's a bit of humor, I suppose, in the fact that he's indicted for lying to the FBI when the FBI is constantly, any longer, at least at high levels with high-profile cases, finding themselves being exposed for lying regarding cases. In this entire fiasco, the only other indictment at this point, which of course would result in a guilty plea, was an attorney for the FBI who falsified evidence in order to obtain the warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. It was dealing with Carter Page, the allegations in order to get that warrant from the FISA court to spy on Carter Page so that they could be spying on the Trump campaign, was all based on the premise that he was secretly in cahoots with the Russians. Well, he was doing it on behalf of the CIA, and that's what the evidence showed, and this attorney altered the evidence to claim that he wasn't working on behalf of the CIA. So he took exculpatory evidence, changed it so that the FISA court would grant the warrant, which of course they did. Now, he got a slap on the wrist instead of life in prison, which is what he should have gotten. We've seen recently with Nasser, the Olympic gymnast, the testimony that took place this week with a number of the Olympians and how these FBI agents essentially covered up for, again, falsifying evidence, lying in their reports in order to essentially make that whole thing go away, and he would, because of that, go on and victimize dozens and dozens of other underage girls, sexually assaulting them, because for whatever reason, whatever their motivation was, I don't know that we'll ever find out. I think we all know in any organization, even if it is corrupt through and through, you are going to have some good people in it, and the FBI is a massive organization. But you cannot have somebody as corrupt as Comey at the top, and who knows before him, those that preceded him as director of the FBI, who may have been corrupt as well, without that trickling down. That culture trickles down. And these instances in which the individuals have been caught within the FBI lying about cases, falsifying evidence in order to, in the case of Trump, spy on the Trump campaign. If they're willing to go that far for individuals that are high profile, you know how many average people? You know how many average people this must happen to in this country? So for an individual working on behalf of Hillary Clinton to get indicted for lying to the FBI is just a little bit humorous. Let's check in on the latest news update. First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. We have got a sunny day ahead of us. High of 88, 65 tonight. Sunny 87 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Sunday 85, Monday sunny 88, 65 now at Scramblers Republic Road National. Speaking of Monday, programming note, now Sarah will be back. Sarah, producer, she's been on vacation. Much deserved vacation this past week. I hope she's enjoyed it. A huge, huge thank you to Katie, who filled in for her Monday through Thursday. Tremendous job. Absolutely seamless. Of course, had no doubt she produces Kyle Wyatt's show on the weekends. And so, you know, a big thank you to her for that. And speaking of Kyle Wyatt, this is what I'm getting to. I'm just taking a long way around. I'm trying to kill a few birds with one stone. Thanking her, mentioning to you that Sarah will be back, and mentioning to you that Kyle Wyatt, who airs every Saturday here on Springfield's Talk 104.1, is going to be filling in for me on Monday. Just doing a three-day weekend. I don't know if you saw, but he got himself into the news leader because of his involvement in a town hall-style meeting with Queen City Watchdogs. Which is an event that is, it came about because it's become increasingly clear that the vast majority of the people on the council have no interest in really tackling the crime problem that many business owners and neighbors in the Springfield area are suffering from. And they finally realized that there's no help from local government. And so they decided to have a number of organizations come together and talk about the problems. Of course, the news leader, anything that isn't written as a press release from their overlords in local city government, they try and characterize as being right-wing, as being crazy. You shouldn't listen to these people. They're all nuts, because the news leader has essentially become the lapdog of the city of Springfield. And so they get dispatched out there to discredit these people. And that's what they've tried to do with this as well. And, of course, Angela Romine gets thrown into the mix. The one city council member who actually showed up in person. There was another one who, I guess, joined via Zoom but then dropped out before the Q&A portion. So this shouldn't be of a surprise to us that the city council, once again, is ignoring the people who are taking it upon themselves to try and figure out how to fix this problem without the help of the city. The chief of police also did not show up. Green County Sheriff did. But anyhow, Kyle White, I'm sure he can he'll probably talk about that meeting some when he fills in for me on Monday. So the timing of that works out nicely, doesn't it? Traffic update now. I'm Nick Reed. Chris Stark with us this morning here at Scramblers. How's it going, sir?
It's going great.
Excellent. So what's up? I see you got, ooh, raffle. Always like a raffle.
Well, we've got a continuation of the raffles from the Price Cutter golf tournament that was over at Highland Springs.
Yeah, which I did not win.
Well, I didn't win it either. I wanted to win that Corvette, but I didn't get it.
Well,
of course, I didn't enter either. That was a pretty big dollar ticket for that.
Well, I got a ticket for the Tundra. But I think that didn't cost as much as the Corvette, because the Corvette, there was only a certain amount, right, of tickets sold. Yeah. So you had specific odds.
Well, this raffle, we were talking during the tournament, or before the tournament, we were talking about continuing on with a raffle, and we had a discussion of some of the people that were sponsors over at the Hall of Fame, and they came up and said, well, this is really a successful endeavor. Let's keep doing it. My only contribution was they were selling the other raffle tickets for $25, and I told them that they, you know, nobody has a $25 bill in their pocket, but a lot of people got $20
right,
bills.
Yeah.
And so this one is, the price is $20.
Well,
sponsored by Rick's Automotive, and they've got all kinds of goodies for raffling off. And
yeah, I see. Can I talk? You want me to mention
these
here?
Yeah.
So there is a 5-trip for 4 to Hawaii, a 7-night trip for 2 to Mexico, a John Deere riding mower, and then a John Deere. What are those called? I never know exactly what you call those things. You troll around on a farm.
The big one is a gator.
Yeah. But I never know if gator is a specific brand or if that's just. I think people know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a good
deal.
Somebody
in my neighborhood that has one. Drive around, and I'm always envious.
And that raffle ticket you're holding.
I'll buy one.
It costs $20. Okay. But guess what?
What?
We get the $20
for
Honor Flight. That I don't know how that all works. It's beyond my computer science and being a CPA. But it's been really great for us. Every time we sell a ticket, we get the money back. Also,
I'm going to fill it out while you're talking here.
I'm letting people know that we are still in business with the Honor Flight. We canceled the last two trips this year due to all kinds of problems. The police department for the park police, they have personnel problems with people retiring early, lack of support by the mayor of Washington, D.C., and they were shorthanded. And they could not provide the police for our escorts, which we really depend on them to get from point A to point B. Obama initiated that after everybody crossed the barricades when they had a government shutdown. And it turns out to be a great bonus for getting through early morning traffic and 5 o'clock traffic coming back from Arlington.
And it's fun.
And so we didn't have police. Some of the Honor Flights have actually gone, but they had to hire police from other communities, and I'm not sure how that works with the jurisdiction and running red lights and all the other stuff we get to do. Also, the Korea War Memorial is undergoing, they call it renovation, but I think it's restoration. When that place was originally designed, the artist who designed it retained the copyright. And
yeah, you mentioned that. I thought this was interesting.
Yeah, during Obama's inauguration, there was several million dollars worth of damage done to the mall, and it included...
Classy.
It included damage around the Korean War Memorial, which I think it was originally designed. I saw it as it was originally put up to be a... kind of a mountaintop, bare mountaintop in North Korea, and it's got marble walks to walk between the statues that are there. And it was really a spooky kind of thing, but then after the inauguration, they had a fence around it, so you couldn't walk through the memorial, and they put a whole bunch of greenery, so it looked more like some place in Colorado. And I've heard that they're taking all that stuff out and putting it back to the normal thing. But we couldn't take a majority of our vets right now are Korea and Vietnam. And why take a bunch of guys to see their memorial when you can't get to it? So we decided, and I was in the hospital at the time, but the people on the board decided, well, let's just cancel these two. No police, and we can't see one of the major memorials. So we've shuffled everybody to next year. And next year, we've got May 10th, August 23rd, and October 25th. And we've already negotiated with the airlines, and we're locking all that stuff in. For anybody that was scheduled this year, we're just shuffling you down. We've had to shuffle them twice now.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've got an uncle who's been part of that shuffle.
But we're shuffling them down. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I got a head count. We are short vets. We need people to go ahead and fill out applications and send them in.
I know you said at one point the website indicated that vets were full, and is that still the case?
Oh, yeah. Oh. The website is, you know, is one of these things that got put on hold.
Got it.
With all the stuff that's going on, and so they're working to with the people that manage the website to get it updated, get a whole bunch of things corrected. We don't have a long waiting list.
Got it.
We don't even have enough for three trips right now.
Okay.
And we've got, veterans groups. We have a outfit called Operation Gratitude. I don't know if they did this on your trip, but there was a box of goodies that every vet gets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They send these things to
right,
us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had about 800 of these. They didn't send boxes, but they're in sacks. And, of course, we can't use them right now. And so we're looking for veterans organizations that would like to have some of these, and we'll get them out of our office. But they got all kinds of great goodies in them.
Yeah, they usually do snacks and stuff.
Well, they got snacks. They got, thanks for your sunglasses and neck things for when you get hot that you can soak. And
yeah, because these are they're for the trip. When normally.
And they're for the vets.
And
the vets get them.
For the trip.
And they can haul the stuff with them in their backpacks or, you know, keep it at home. I noticed there's a lot of mufflers knitted by little old ladies, and they're really nice. I'm not sure how many vets would walk around with some of these real pretty things, but they would work great in the wintertime, not in 100-degree weather in Washington, D.C., but any veterans group that is interested in getting some of these for its vets, give the office a call. We're listed on the webpage and everything, and we need to get these into vets almost exclusively. We've given some to various other organizations, and gradually we're getting rid of them, but we got 800 of them in there.
So to get honorflytotheozarks.org.
Right.
To get your contact info on that, if anyone wants to take advantage of it. I did have I didn't realize that this raffle deal opened up, and so I did find details on the inside. There are 5,000 tickets that will be sold, $20 each. So the prize is a 2021 John Deere UTV Gator, so you were right there, 2021 John Deere tractor riding lawnmower, 7-night trip for two to Vidanta Resort in Nueva Vallarta, Mexico, a 5-night trip for four to Outrigger Beachcomber Resort in Waikiki, Hawaii. And then, of course, this is also, I guess, a pass for the charity championship golfing as well. And
well, that 5-night trip for four to the Outrigger Beachcomber in Waikiki is a terrific trip.
Oh, so you've done that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Very good. If people want to purchase some of these raffle tickets?
They can pick them up from me right now.
Okay.
I've got 10 of them. They can go to the Honor Flight office, and almost every director is carrying around a few with him that they can buy any time. And like I said, you know, a lot of people got a $20 bill in the pocket.
Right.
And it goes to a good cause. You may or may not win, but you win because you're supporting the vets.
All right, so I just give you this half. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, there you go.
And then
there's mine.
And $20. Oh, well, you put it on your card. Okay.
Yeah. I don't hardly carry cash anymore.
Saturday, September 25th, we're having our fourth annual Sporting Clays Shootout down at Ozark Shooters, 759 U.S. Highway 65, Walnut Shade, Missouri. It's right on the highway. It's been well attended in the past. I think we've got 25 teams already and a lot of individuals. And I asked my directors that are running the thing, Dave Fader and Hayden Harrison, how late can you accept somebody entering? He said, on the day of the match, you can enter. They didn't put the cost here on this thing. I think it's $250 a team.
Right.
Four-man team is $500. Individuals, $125. And you can enter on the day of the tournament.
Okay.
They got lots of goodies there. And please sign up, because all the proceeds on that go to the vets as well.
Perfect. Sounds good as always, and thank you. And I plan on winning. I just have to decide which one of these I want to win. Chris Stark on our flight to the Ozarks, everyone. Back to the studio, Houston. I know I ran long on this, but I'll compensate. I'll make up for it. Massage the clock, if you will. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Don Carricker, IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. It is an easy process. Well, it's an easy process for you. They do a lot of work, but they know how to do it. They're very seasoned. They're expert at this. They're very good at what they do. You can read the reviews, Google reviews, Facebook reviews of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Don and his team carefully crafted I don't know if you want to call it a formula, but just a way that they are able to do all the heavy lifting, do all the maneuvering. You are just there in order to get the absolute best service rates, things customized for you as possible. And it all starts by going to iwantagreathomeloan.com. You enter some basic information, and then you go from there. It's that easy. And I should tell you, learning all of the options that are available, that is a courtesy to you. You don't pay for that information, okay? So you can find out not only what different options are available based on where it is you're going to live, how long you're going to want to live there, where it is that, or is this your first home, your forever home? Do you have a down payment? You don't have a down payment? 30 years, 15 years, there are numerous factors involved in that process. So you can learn all of that. Plus, at the same time, if you have some areas of your credit that you can easily manipulate in order to increase your likelihood of getting better rates, better terms, then they're going to help you with that as well. All of that is just part of the courtesy process at IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Now the latest traffic update. First alert forecast sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service. Sunny 88 for a high today, 65 for a low tonight, 87 tomorrow, 85 on Sunday, and a high of 88 on Monday. Kyle Wyatt will be filling in for me on Monday. Just going to take a three-day weekend. I want to mention here, just give me a moment, Dogfest. You've heard the promos running, and you've heard me talk about this for a couple of weeks. It will be coming up next weekend, Saturday, September 25th, Chesterfield Park. We participated in this in the past, and it was fun, sort of a low-key day. You could bring your dog, or if you don't, maybe you have a dog that's not good around other dogs. There's still a lot for you to do there. One, if you have a dog, you probably like dogs. You get to be around dogs. But there are all sorts of different vendors with different goods and services that could be beneficial to you, and a lot of them for a great cause. I bought a blanket for our dog and some hypoallergenic shampoos, because she's a sensitive one, from a Weimaraner rescue, and these were items that were donated to them for fundraising purposes, so I got a fantastic deal on them, and money went to the cause of helping the Weimaraner rescue. So it's just a nice time, good cause, and if you love animals, if you're allergic to dogs, you're the one category of people that I might suggest that you not come. That, other than that, everyone else, you're probably going to have a great time. So it is coming up Saturday, September 25th, Chesterfield Park, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and this is put on by Springfield Green County Park Board, and you can get more information at ksgf.com. There was a story, I think it was earlier this week, I talked about, where the county was providing these signs for virtue signaling that would allow businesses in Greene County, if they had 70% of the, according to the story at the time, 70% of the staff was vaccinated, they got a sign that was to inform consumers that they were safe from COVID if they came into that business. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that you're safe from COVID. It's total and complete virtue signaling for a couple of reasons, but we'll get into that into a moment. Color 10 has a story that is a more focused in look at this, and they talked to a business owner who got a 100% vaccinated sign put out in front of his business, and it is Gilardi's. Now, Color 10 lists James Martin as the chef, the owner, and the head dishwasher at Gilardi's. Got a lot going on. And I guess it makes it easier to be 100% vaccinated if you are, you know, if you make up that much of the staff. That helps. Go towards it. But I'm going to read to you from some of the story. Martin said, quote, "We are 100% vaccinated. There's no coercion to that. It was just that we believe in science, and we wanted to do what's best for ourselves, our family, our community." Now, listen to how this just drips with self-congratulatory narcissism. Martin is one of the first businesses in town to show off their fully vaccinated staff. Quote, "We do trust the medical community as a whole for our safety and for our community's safety." He said, "It's been going great. People who are more educated tend to believe in science," he said. "People who are more educated tend to have more disposable income. And when you have more disposable income, you come and see me more often." Can you believe this guy? I think he probably hangs out with Steve Edwards. He said, "We saw our per-person averages go up. We saw our customer satisfaction go up. They're coming in because they feel like they'll be in a safer environment than other places." All right, I'm going to stop here before I move on. There is nothing about that sign, even if you have 100% vaccination, that has any sort of reference to the vaccination rate of the people sitting at the table right next to you, without masks on, eating, talking, and laughing. Most restaurants, and for those of you who have been in Gilardi's, I have, it's pretty close quarters. And the vast majority of the individuals that you come into contact with or that you are closely around sharing the air with aren't employees, they're other customers. So you have this holier-than-thou, I'm more educated than... this thing is, the irony here, is this is being presented as the move of somebody who's so much more educated than everyone else. But you've got to be ignorant in order to believe that there's anything about this that is true to the presentation. A sign out front saying we're 100% vaccinated, so that means you are in a safe environment, is total and complete BS. Because you could be surrounded by people who are unvaccinated. Oh, so according to this, to James Martin, more educated, so he believes in science, having a staff that is vaccinated, that somehow means that you are also protected from unvaccinated people who are customers? This is a demonstration of a total and complete lack of scientific knowledge. This is not a person who believes in science, or if he does, he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand how this works. Having a building with vaccinated employees and then customers who, many of which are not vaccinated, does not make them vaccinated. Now, I know what a lot of you are screaming right now. I just hadn't gotten to this point. He also evidently doesn't recognize, nor does Green County, because they're the ones putting out these signs to make you feel safe going into these environments. Being vaccinated does not prevent you from passing along coronavirus. This constant misinformation that's being put out. Well, but it makes you less likely to die. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But that does not mean that it is a vaccine that prevents you from getting coronavirus and passing it along. This is why the CDC quietly changed the definition of vaccine a couple of weeks ago on their website. Now, I've got to take a break because I went long earlier, but I'm going to go a step further because if you use common sense, it is very easy to recognize that you are actually potentially endangering people and making them more likely to contract coronavirus by doing this. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. On-demand section sponsored by Gun Tech Nixa. You can find it at ksgf.com or the app. I recommend that you download that. Also, Spotify and iTunes had a lot of people asking, do you have the anywhere that I can hear that interview? I heard about the interview with Tommy Breedlove during the 6 o'clock hour on Thursday. Yeah, it's on demand. Go to ksgf.com, get it. It's an incredible interview. Many people asking, is he going to come back? We want to hear more. And when I spoke with him last, that is the plan to eventually have him back. Now, what did he talk about? He is one of the individuals, one of the citizens here, who is coordinating the rescue of hostages in Afghanistan. And he's got a background in doing so. Or his ability to do so is because of his background serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, all the way up to being an advisor to President Karzai of Afghanistan, former President Karzai, president before the one who fled. So he has very, very strong ties to interpreters in Afghanistan, to Americans in Afghanistan, to Afghani allies in Afghanistan. And he has been one of those folks like Glenn Beck and some of those that he's been working with. And anyway, so the hour-long discussion was about what's going on, and I think you'll find it very interesting. Earlier this week, there was a story, I forget which outlet, about how Greene County was offering any business that has 70% of its staff vaccinated a sign they can put out front, because that is supposed to indicate that if you are in that building, that establishment, that business, you will be safe from getting coronavirus. Well, I don't know that there's anything more contrary to what we know about this virus than that position. Number one, being vaccinated does not prevent you from getting coronavirus, and it doesn't stop you from passing coronavirus on. Now, yes, it appears, based on all of the evidence, that it makes you less likely to suffer as greatly, but that's not what this is about. This is about saying you're safe from getting coronavirus. So it's completely false. It's a lie to take that position. Furthermore, the vast majority of businesses, the people inside, the human beings inside most businesses, the vast majority of the people aren't employees. So while you're virtue signaling all of the people that you have vaccinated, it's actually a minority of the people who are in your establishment. How on earth can you honestly, with any sort of integrity, claim that in that scenario, a person is safe in your business from getting coronavirus? You cannot. It's dishonest. And I'm going to go further and say they're endangering people. Because you will have people who believe that, because they believe government, and they don't think Greene County would lie, and they don't think some restaurant owner would lie, and so they put out a sign telling them, hey, this is a safe place. You don't have to worry about getting COVID-19 here because we've got 100% vaccination rate. Meanwhile, they come in, and they are, you know, standing in line behind people. They're sitting next to people. They're walking past people in the restroom who are unvaccinated. And so... For example, the owner of Gilardi's that they interviewed, James Martin, who they list as chef, owner, and head dishwasher at Gilardi's, he says that the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and that he's indicating here that people have come there just because they feel that they're safe from COVID-19. actually, scratch that. That was the county who said that. That was Aaron Shikora, the public health information administrator for the Springfield Greene County Health Department. So an individual who's charged with helping keep people safe is fully acknowledging that people are going, they're telling him, quote, that this is going to make them look out for these signs and deciding where to spend their money. So he's acknowledging that people who want to not be exposed to COVID are going to specifically seek out these locations that are falsely telling people that they don't have any chance of getting COVID in those locations. I guarantee you, odds are that there will be some individuals who have been extremely careful, and they will seek out these places, and because they falsely believe that there's no way they can get COVID-19, they're going to go in and somebody's going to contract it. Hopefully it won't be serious. I wonder if anybody who does go into one of these establishments, be it Gilardi's or whichever other have the virtue signaling signs up, believing that they're safe because the county is luring them to believe that they can't get COVID in those locations, that they're safe from it. And then they up and get it because one of the other customers have it. Whether or not they'll let the business establishment know that. Whether they will expect any sort of accountability for that. Some would call this false advertising. Can you imagine? You think about, this is so aggravating to me, the number of people that the government have gone after because they made false promises about doing certain things that could make you safe from COVID. Look at what it was in the news. Jim Baker, for example. The full force of the state came down on him because he was claiming some, I don't know, substance or whatever could help naturally protect you from COVID. Well, you can't falsely, you know, you can't mislead people into believing that. That's wrong. That's fraud. You're endangering people's lives. Disinformation is dangerous. Meanwhile, you have the county encouraging businesses to lure people in based on this false idea that having a percentage of staff vaccinated means that they're safe from getting COVID. I'm sorry, if an individual who is selling some sort of natural product, some homeopathic deal, and they say, hey, this can help you naturally protect yourself against COVID, if that's somebody who can be held criminally liable for that, then I think people who are posting signs suggesting or even directly saying a vaccinated staff means you are safe from COVID being in their business should also be held accountable. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. Regarding the local coverage, the county putting out these signs that some businesses are putting out front claiming that you're safe from COVID if a percentage or even all of their staff is vaccinated, which of course you're not because there are customers in there that may not be. Local media, how do you do a story like this and not ask those questions or point these things out? Local media has got to stop being the marketing wing of local government and instead start being the watchdog. News in 60 seconds, I'm Nick Reed.